a theater group in Milwaukee is taking on current issues of race and class by bringing us back to a racially charged moment in the 1990s with their production of Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992.
Through personal testimony of eyewitnesses and participants, the production takes us back to moments after the trial of the police officers involved in the beating of Rodney King. The officers were acquitted. Days of unrest followed that ruling. Joining us now to talk about the production from Next Act Theater, we have actors Marty Goebel and Andrew Perez. Welcome both of you to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, Marty, can you start us off by just talking us through the play, a very unique approach to telling the story?
Yeah, Anna Deavere Smith went and interviewed 300 people following the Rodney King race riots in 1992. And of those 300 interviews, she has taken 37 of them and put them in a play form. So the actors, myself and five others, we have divided those roles up, paying no attention to gender, race, age. Oftentimes we are playing toward type. But the play is the verbatim words of those interviews that were taken. So it's been a fascinating journey, kind of wading through a lot of aspects of these, the character development in the play itself, particularly the topic.
And Andrew, this is a different kind of challenge, I would think, for an actor. These are real people, their words, not the words come up with by a playwright, and you're playing a bunch of different roles. What goes into performing a piece like this?
Right. It is definitely a unique challenge and a unique opportunity to find new ways of approaching the text itself and also the people who we're portraying. So in some of the cases, the people who we're portraying are public figures or at least publicly known figures. Myself, I portray Maxine Waters at one point, the congresswoman from California. So clearly somebody who's in the public spotlight, Cornel West also in the public spotlight. But many of the characters are just individuals who were affected somehow by the riots and by the verdict. And so finding the context and the information that we can find, whether that's actual information or video footage of the people, or if that's just understanding as fully as possible the context from which they would be speaking so that we can approach these characters as honestly and sincerely as possible.
And Marty, Andrew mentioned a couple of his roles. Can you give us examples of who you're playing?
Yes, I am playing Elaine Young, Beverly Hills real estate agent, who actually started the fight to make silicone illegal. She's an interesting lady. Stanley Steinbaum, who is the former police commissioner for Los Angeles County. I play Elaine Brown, who was the first African-American to run the Black Panther Party, and including Twilight Bay, who was responsible for the gang truces in 1992. So just a wide array of people, middle-aged Caucasian men from Harlem and very rich Caucasian ladies from Beverly Hills all the way down to, Twilight Bay, who is a former gang member.
A lot of times when we read a book or see a play, it's kind of following one main character through their eyes or over their shoulder. Andrew, how does the story emerge from this really diverse variety of perspectives?
That's a great question. It's so much, to me at least, less necessarily about the story of the events themselves and a lot more about how it affected people on a very personal and very social level. So the question of, you know, what is the story that we're telling is kind of up to the listener and the viewer to determine for themselves what exactly the takeaway of this is, since the stories are so unique and so personal, how those stories affect each person and how they put their own lens onto what's being heard and said, I think is the thing that we're trying to do, is to get that active listening and get people to create an opinion for themselves and possibly go out and do something with that.
We're talking with Next Act Theater actors Marty Goebel and Andrew Perez about a performance they're doing in Milwaukee of the production Twilight Los Angeles 1992. Follows the period after the Rodney King trial verdicts. Rodney King beaten, caught on video, an early example of this, caught on video being beaten by police. Police ultimately acquitted. Unrest spread throughout the Los Angeles area. Nationwide attention there. Marty, a very, in some ways, unique story in American history. What does it mean in Milwaukee in 2016?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think it's important to realize that when you have a riot situation, often people take that as the beginning of something, when in fact it is an aftershock of a series of events. And so when you look at the Rodney King riots, that actually started back in the 60s and that Los Angeles was unable to recover. As I relate this to Milwaukee, I'm curious. We've had a lot of events, particularly in the area, that have led to a sort of social simmering, and there will be an end. There will be an aftershock. I think that the key to avoiding that is really getting to know the people in your community, no matter if they are from your particular everything or anything at all. And I think that's how it's relevant today and how it connects us to the past.
That's interesting. And Andrew, is that part of the intent, do you think, of doing this play now, that we look at a story like this and we try to hear it from so many different voices?
I think absolutely. I think that something we've talked a lot about is how political correctness has kind of almost sanitized the way that we communicate with each other. And this play kind of brings to the forefront what needs to still be communicated, and that these issues that were taking place in the 50s and 60s and 90s and are still present today have not really been dealt with necessarily, but simply kind of washed over with sanitized language. And so if we're able to start that conversation back up in a really honest way, then, you know, maybe we can avoid that aftershock and that explosion from resulting from this type of simmering.
Marty, when these events were happening, a lot of people presented the story in a way. There were villains, there were heroes maybe, but there were bad guys in this story. So for some people, it was the police involved, the court system, afterward, the rioters. Does this play judge?
No, I find it remarkably even-handed. You may or may not like a particular person and the conclusion they've come to, but there is an opportunity to glimpse how they got there, and thereby leading to a deeper understanding of certain opinions that, you know, you may or may not ever agree with, but you can at least understand how this person focused and moved towards that end of thought.
It's going to be interesting to see as an audience member, but I wonder, since to an extent you both tried to get inside the heads of the people you're playing, I want to ask each of you, Andrew, was there a character who you in some way empathized with, who maybe surprised you, you wouldn't have expected to?
In a way, all of them. I think the most challenging for me and ultimately I find the most personal pleasure and excitement in portraying Cornel West. He's such an intelligent and powerful speaker and orator, and to map through the monologue that I do at the beginning of Act Two was an incredible amount of work just to understand where he was coming from. And after doing all of that preliminary work and really digging into that, the message that he sends of a message of hope, not optimism, and the difference that lies between those, I think is one that kind of summarizes how I feel about a lot of this situation.
And Marty, how about you? Any character that that affected you in a way that you might not have expected?
I love what Elaine Brown, the former head of the Black Panther Party, has to say. Of course, I agree with a lot of her theories, and in my research, it kind of shook me up how involved and organized the Black Panther Party was. And that is her large complaint to the young man that she's speaking to. Okay, fight. We're not saying don't fight, but think about what you were doing. Think long term. And I love speaking those words. She's incredibly eloquent and still keeps it just a little bit ghetto fabulous. So,
and Andrew, I don't think I've seen or heard about a play that's structured like this. Is this unique?
Yeah, I don't know of a lot of other work that uses this exact format. There are other plays that float around that are, for lack of a better word, kind of vignette-driven. But to use the actual verbatim words of actual people all surrounding one specific moment and the context of it, and then presented by a company of actors, kind of pointedly ignoring race, gender, and age, I don't know of any others that do what this play does.
Yeah, this is a different way of theatrical storytelling. This one is about this Rodney King verdict and its aftermath. Marty, Do you see maybe a room for a kind of borrowing this idea, this approach? I mean, you could apply this to an event in Milwaukee or a scene in Milwaukee or just about anything, couldn't you?
Well, you know, it's fascinating that you would ask that. I serve as the education coordinator for Next Act, and we've taken on a really interesting project in which we're going into 6 schools, and we're having the kids mirror Anna DeVere's process. So they have been connected with pillars of the community from all ages, shapes, ethnic and cultural origins, and they will craft their own piece, dramatic interpretation of those words. I think it's important that our kids know the community that is feeding them and that hopefully they will feed. So this is, I think it's just a great thing. So we've stolen the idea.
That's great. Marty, I love that. What age group did you say?
We are dealing with high schoolers, 9th through 12th grades, 6 schools in the Milwaukee district. They have been connected with police officers, Congress people, actors, musicians, retired juvenile detentions officer, I mean, everything, a Syrian immigrant, lots of people, and it's just been fascinating having them define community and the components of community, what needs to exist under the current umbrella and what needs to go. It has been just an incredible ride. The kids, I think they don't get enough credit for how much they think about the world they live in. Mm-hmm.
Well, Marty, if I could say something, I should probably set up off air. Can we have you back sometime and maybe a couple of the kids involved in the project when it comes to its fruition?
Yes, you can. I'll bring my mini-me, in fact.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Marty and Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
That was Marty Goble and Andrew Perez. They're actors in Milwaukee's Next Act Theater production of Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992. The performance plays through February 21st. Tickets, more info at their website, nextact.org. And we're going to put a link on the Central Time Facebook page.